Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. More fallout out of Columbia, South Carolina at Spring Valley High School where the research officer, Ben Fields, he, of course, has been suspended without pay. The sheriff yesterday, he said that there's a third video showing the student taking a swing at the officer. Yet I would think, Tom, that if that took place, you would actually show the video. So I'm trying to understand what the sheriff is talking about. But there's some issues, Tom, that really get to me and is bothering me. And first and foremost, I need to understand where are black female organizations. I'm trying to understand where are the links and ladies of distinction. Where are the sororities? Where are these folks coming to the defense of this young girl? Alpha Kappa Alpha yesterday released their statement condemning what took place, calling for a federal investigation. I appreciate International President Dorothy Wilson for that. But I need to know where are the Deltas and the Sigma Gamma Rho's and Zeta Phi Beta. I need to know where's National Council of Black Women, National Congress of Negro Women. I need to understand where all these sisters who should be standing up for this young girl. Because it goes beyond just this young girl, Tom. Do we realize that all across the South, in the South, there are 84 school districts where black kids make up 100% of all suspensions? Black girls are suspended six times at a higher rate, six times than that of white girls. We are seeing a school to prison pipeline, and I need black women to raise up and stand up. And I'm talking about going beyond just releasing a statement. That's important. But young girls out there need to see somebody has their back. But I'm not letting sisters off the hook. I'm also not letting brothers off the hook. I need to know where the alphas and the kappas and the omegas and the sigmas and the iotas. Where's the boule? Where's 100 black men? Because we need to make sure that brothers are also standing up for these sisters. And see, I know, Tom, folks out here talking about let's not have a rush to judgment. But anybody seen that video, hey, could have some common sense that you have the officer who places his hand under the desk and tips it over. He could have given her a concussion. She could have been seriously injured, neck injury, back injury. And I'm just simply saying, why do we somehow stay silent about saying, well, you know, she was out of line. She could be out of line and he could be wrong at the very same time. And so at some point, we must be willing to realize this thing goes beyond this issue here, because this thing extends to the whole issue of hashtag say her name, because you talk about Ayanna Jones being killed in Detroit, Rekia Boyd being killed in Chicago, all these other sisters who are losing their lives to violence. And what we are seeing is a consistent pattern here where if you are black, your life doesn't matter. Study comes out, Tom, the other day saying driving while black is an issue. Then they said walking while black is an issue. When are we also to the point now why sleeping while black is an issue? Mm-hmm. What we are looking at right now is a fundamental problem in this country where we have over-policing, where we have cops who don't know how to de-escalate a situation, but instead they simply escalate a situation. Tom, I'm not here to make anybody think. I'm here to move folk to act. And what we require today is we need right-thinking people to stop sitting on the sidelines and watch as our children are being negatively impacted. When a kid in Round Rock, Texas, is grabbed by the throat by a police officer and taken down, and they defend it by saying they were protecting the student, please tell me why I don't see folks making sense. I'm still trying to understand how in the hell black folks in Cleveland are not raising hell. They celebrating LeBron coming back to Cleveland, but they're not saying a damn thing about Tamir Rice. I'm just saying, why is Cleveland so silent? What we are looking at is our children are saying, who the hell is going to stand up for me? See, I thank God that Clarence Lamont Sr. stood up for me. I thank God that Reginald Martin Sr. stood up for me, that Imelda Martin stood up for me. I thank God that I also will stand up for my nine nieces and four nephews. But you got some black kids looking at black organizations and saying, when are y'all going to stand up? Forget the tees and the trunk shows and the fashion shows and the step shows. When are they going to show out for our children? I need somebody to simply stand up and stop sitting on the sidelines. Again, Tom, I don't want you to hear me. I don't want you to think about what I'm saying. I need some black folks to stand the hell up and act. And so if you do it, we're going to thank you for saying this. So, AKAs, thank you for your statement. But I need to know, where's the rest of black leadership saying something must be done for this girl and other young black girls across America? We're waiting for y'all to act. Let us know when you decide to wake the hell up.